Arnold Schwarzenegger's Celebrity Apprentice ratings. Meantime, while much of the press was focused on the sideshows, truly ominous activities were afoot. In order to impose a constitutionally dubious and otherwise abhorrent ban on Syrian refugees and citizens of seven majority Muslim countries, the White House undermined both other branches of government by hiding its intentions from Congress and by subverting a federal court order to cease deporting detained travelers. If you're a journalist covering Donald J. Trump, this might be a good time to pay less attention to trivial stupidities, juicy though they may be, and more on the documents being slid by anxious insiders and anonymous heroes under your door. Coming up, in search of objectivity in an objectively chaotic time. This is On the Media. This is On the Media. I'm Bob Garfield. So many words aiming to describe journalistic fairness, balance, impartiality, objectivity, neutrality. Each is alone insufficient, but together they are at the core of many news organizations' policies on how journalists must comport themselves at work and off the clock as well. We can't post political opinions on social media. We can't put a politician's bumper sticker on our car or a sign on our lawn, and our spouses can't either. We definitely can't contribute to a political campaign. And if you are seen at a protest march, you had better have a notebook and pen in your hand. The point is to preserve dispassionate coverage, but even more, to keep you, the public, from doubting our motives and our reporting itself. But things have changed, haven't they? And some journalists, including some of the ones who make this show, have been questioning not only whether neutrality is possible, but whether it is even the correct journalistic value versus, perhaps, intellectual honesty and rigor. And that includes Lewis Wallace. Until this week, he was a reporter for the public radio show Marketplace. Last week, he wrote a post on Medium raising questions about the viability of neutrality in the face of a post-fact administration and imploring journalists to fight back. Wallace, a transgender man, wrote, quote, "Neutrality is impossible for me, and you should admit that it is for you, too." His Marketplace superiors suspended him for that, saying that the post violated the show's ethics guidelines, and they demanded that he take it down. He complied, but upon further reconsideration, he republished, and then Marketplace fired him, which he also wrote about on Medium. Lewis, welcome to On the Media.
Hi.
Objectivity is dead, and I'm okay with it, at least in the context of public broadcasting at this moment in history, as on the provocative side. But I've pored over the Marketplace ethics policy, looking for what part of it you might have violated, and came up mostly empty-handed, except for one thing, and that is the admonition to, quote, "keep your political opinions to yourself." Now, you obviously steamrolled all over that one. But the question is, and I think it's the fundamental question of your piece, is it possible to honestly discuss journalistic values of truth and being proxy for the powerless and identifying injustice and so on without being in some way political?
Right. And I think what we do is political, and that in particular under the Trump administration, it's become more so because we have people in positions of authority saying phrases like alternative facts, routinely lying to the public about things. So the questions I think I was raising were about where is our moral center and the urgency of deciding where that is, you know, on the editorial side, essentially on the back end. But I would also argue on the front end, in terms of how we interact with the public, that I think the days where people believe that journalists are neutral and objective and sort of out of the mix are largely over. And that doesn't mean we should all become advocacy journalists and only do opinion pieces. We still need to do real hard reporting. And that's what my job was. And I loved it. But I don't think that we're benefiting the public or that we're building.